So again, thanks to White Whale. Thanks to our amazing folks. Thank you for joining me. What an evening of poetry. And this evening is being recorded and it will be available soon on the Hemingway Summer Poetry website blog, so you can listen and hear these poems again. And there's 11 years on that of archive on that blog. So good opportunity to hear what's been, it's an amazing archive. I mean, we're just so lucky to have it. I'm going to read one poem by Jimmy Savetic, whom, as you remember, was a Vietnam veteran and an Allegheny County uniformed officer, an undercover officer, a homicide detective, and was really involved with helping young men and women find some purpose that might really help them for the rest of their lives. And he did that through teaching them boxing. And that work still goes on. And he really believed that there was no such thing as a bad boy or a bad child. He really believed in redemption. And that was probably because his own youth was rather rough and colorful. The poem I'm going to read is called "Just Because." I know there are things that you ain't supposed to do, and will probably get a good whipping if you're caught, but you'll do them anyway, just because. And for no other reason than just because. Like, you ain't supposed to play with matches just because you can burn someone's porch down or shoot marbles with a slingshot at a dog just because you ain't. And you ain't supposed to tie two cats' tails together and toss them over a clothesline. And you ain't supposed to fart in church. And you ain't supposed to rob the poor box. You ain't supposed to stick anyone in the eye with an umbrella. And you ain't supposed to make pipe bombs because you might blow your fingers off. And you ain't supposed to stick bubble gum in anyone's hair or put crazy glue on toilet seats or flush cherry bombs down the toilet. And you ain't supposed to tell lies. But if you have to tell a lie, do it boldface. Do it and make sure it's a damn good one. And if you get caught red-handed, tell another. And make sure your head is hung down and mumble like you're really sorry, even though you ain't. And you ain't supposed to swear unless you like eating soap. And you ain't supposed to hit your mother because you will die. When you die, your hand will come out of the grave. And a dog will pee on it. And you ain't supposed to tell your sister to swallow a whole fizzy like it's a communion wafer, because if she does, her belly will swell like she's going to have a baby and resemble like Mount Vesuvius, and purple stuff will come out of her nose because she'll cry while crying, blaming you for sure. And if you hide in a tree, your mom will find you and you'll catch the switch. But it is something to watch your mom climb a tree with a stick in her mouth when she's mad. And you ain't supposed to go swimming butt ass in the river because you might drown and get eaten by the fish. And you ain't supposed to throw anyone's tennies in the toilet. You ain't supposed to play hook from school and go downtown to shoplift. You ain't supposed to steal cars or catch rats or and put them in anyone's locker. And you ain't supposed to sass or mimic or put your palm on a bus and have a pretty girl sit on your hand, because she will sure enough get mad and think you goosed her and tattle, and nothing good will ever come of it when somebody tattles you for a goosing. And you ain't supposed to play tricks out on people like take their bag of potato chips or their apple, because then you'll have to pretend to like them even when you don't. And they will for sure want to hang around with you all day. You'll have to douse them with skunk perfume. And sure as gosh awful will be found out because of a little crybaby telling, and you ain't ever supposed to find fun in kicking a pigeon. If you're caught, you'll get the blame for stuff you didn't do, even if you blame your brother. Anyway, I know boys that never part their hair or wash their hands, that lie and swear and smell like the alley and do fun things like that. And they weren't really bad boys, maybe just a little mischievous, but they weren't bad. And to tell you the truth, I think some of these things defined a boy as a man. And sure as all hell, as all sin follows forgiveness, you ain't ever to look at a girl's behind when in church, because you could go blind, and because some things you ain't supposed to do just because, but you do them anyway, just because. And there's no other explanation other than just because. And there's a good possibility you could one day grow up and become the president. So look forward very much to seeing you all and you folks in Zoom land who might want to try to come out here too. Because it won't be raining in 2 weeks. I almost promise it. And our readers will be Chandra Alderman, Kevin Finn, Matthew Yusia, Bart Solarchik. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Chris, for hosting, making all this and that great intro. And thank you all for being here. You know, there are books for sale. Did anybody mention that? There are books for sale. There's some wonderful books by these poets and a whole lot of other books. Thank you to White Whale. See you in 2 weeks.